A dispute between the municipality of Anchorage and Eklutna Incorporated is headed to court. Eklutna Inc. is an Alaska Native village corporation. It claims it is due about half the revenue generated from the methane gas produced at the Anchorage landfill. But Muni attorneys say the land didn't generate the gas, city garbage did. KSKA's Ellen Lockyer has more.
Eklutna Incorporated attorneys filed suit against the municipality of Anchorage in state superior court last week in a case that could hinge on the term net income. In a printed statement, Eklutna attorney Walter Featherly states that an agreement executed in 1982 by the city, the Alaska Native Corporation, and the state mandates that revenues from the use of public lands be shared with Alaska Native entities. Under the North Anchorage Land Agreement, 274 acres of federal land were conveyed to the city, which were designated as public lands. Later, the city used the land for the Anchorage Regional Landfill in Eagle River and now sells the methane gas created by the garbage there to generate electricity for Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson. Featherly says under the terms of the agreement, the city must share the revenue from the gas. At stake is more than $40 million in projected gas revenues, but the city will fight in court to keep the money, according to municipality attorney Dennis Wheeler.
They're not entitled to a portion of the income.
According to attorney Wheeler, the land use agreement applies only to revenues related to the land itself, not from improvements on the land.
Our position is that the agreement we have with Eklutna is actually very clear. The agreement says that if there's net income, that net income share with Eklutna is only for those things that are attributable to the land as opposed to the improvements on the land. The landfill gas is not attributable to the land. It's not like trees or minerals or natural gas that comes out of the ground. It is purely a byproduct of the creation and development and operation of the landfill.
Eklutna attorney Featherly won't discuss the matter further. The project was expected to generate as much as $48 million for the city, the complaint said, but it's unclear how much of that would be profits that Eklutna could claim. Wheeler says the city has an obligation to its taxpayers and cannot give away income necessary for the continued operation of the landfill. I'm Ellen Lockyer.